a band of brothers, other people that were in the same boat as me with the same beliefs, the same desire to make it, same aspirations as me. It's almost like a family atmosphere, and I just couldn't miss a match. I loved it. I loved every single game. It just gave you an appetite for playing.
Corinthian Casuals play in the seventh tier of the English football pyramid, but they're one of the most important clubs in the history of the global game.
For a club without any attachment to a local community, without a ground, and with little money, to have lasted for 100 years is a miracle.
This non-league side from London has an incredible story. They helped to take football to the world, handed Manchester United their record defeat, supplied all 11 players to the England team twice, and inspired the founding of one of Brazil's biggest clubs, Corinthians Paulista. I'm Yarick Zaba.
And I'm Dominic Bliss. And in Series 2 of Broadway to Brazil, we've taken a journey into the identity of this remarkable team.
It means the world to me, this club. Like, Corinthian Casuals is a brand. Anyone lucky enough to play for Casuals, believe me, dreams can happen from the fact that you play for Corinthians.
We'll be looking at some of the most captivating tales from the history of Corinthian Casuals and finding out how the club operates today.
After a season that promised excitement on the pitch...
And a shot from in. This is... Oh, what a goal! Oh, my word! Ben Checkley has scored an...
...was lost to COVID-19...
It's been a struggle. It's a massive part of our lives, and then to have that completely taken, it's a big shock to the system, and it does put things into perspective a little bit.
We decided to switch our focus to the people and events that built the Corinthian identity, which still influences the shape of world football today. We'll be speaking to FA Cup heroes.
I learned more about Corinthian Casuals that sort of week than I knew before. Didn't realise, you know, the great history to it.
Finding out about a footballing pioneer.
But as we move through the next couple of decades, we will see that Andrew Watson will prove to have been one of the most influential footballers of all time.
And hearing how one of Brazil's all-time greats turned out for the club.
Socrates turned up. He played a 1-2 just outside the edge of the box, probably about 20 yards out, and I'd come out to anticipating a shot. He just dinked it over, and when you see it, he actually drops over the top, made almost onto the goal line.
We've discovered a Corinthian Cold War mission.
I remember it being a bitterly cold night, foggy. The Soviet Union side just could not get the ball off them. Every single pass was defeat.
And tracked down a long-lost piece of British football memorabilia.
I couldn't believe, I'd never seen in my life, a shield so big. And actually, I would bet that this is, must be the biggest one that there is in the world.
All while getting to the root of what it means to be a Corinthian in the present day. Discover all this and much more in Series 2 of Broadway to Brazil. Find Broadway to Brazil on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.